Governor Rick Scott took action Tuesday on the legislature's budget. But even before we could finish striking through line items, a coalition of environmental groups was filing a legal challenge. They helped promote last year's Amendment 1, which sends a third of the tax revenue from real estate transactions to environmental conservation. The group says lawmakers are misappropriating those funds. A central conflict is land acquisition.
And it's critical to focus on purchasing these conservation lands to protect our river for future generations. Right now, there's thousands of acres of wetlands and spring sheds and throughout our watershed that need to be protected, and they're on the list that unfortunately the legislature has failed to fund this past session.
Lisa Reinemann is with the St. John's Riverkeepers. She and other members of the coalition say lawmakers should have given greater priority to purchasing land to protect it from development. Earth Justice Attorney David Guest says instead, lawmakers use the money for expenditures like salaries in the state's forestry department. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam hasn't taken a position on the case, but he says the amendment does give the legislature broad discretion over allocating funds.
And if you read the Amendment 1 organizers' comments to the court, they were very specific in defending to the court the legislature's right to fund conservation programs under a very broadly interpreted view. However, We do need to continue to invest in natural resources. They're critical to our quality of life and to economic development.
And Guest admits it's too late to do anything about the coming year's budget.
I think it's impractical to get an injunction that would prohibit spending this year's revenue. I don't think that's possible. I think that what's plausible is a determination by the state Supreme Court on what's permissible and what's not.
Guest says with a narrower, more explicit definition of what constitutes conservation spending, environmentalists will be better positioned if lawmakers do the same thing next session. But even if the courts move forward expeditiously, the appeals process could delay a final ruling until after that session begins in January. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.